Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at the book of Nehemiah in a study I like to call Exposing the Enemy's Plots. Nehemiah is a fascinating story of how a man by the name of Nehemiah, a Jew who was serving in the court of the king in what was once the Babylonian Empire, was given a mandate to return to Jerusalem and to begin to rebuild the wall around the once great city. The Jews at the time of the book of Ezra had been in Babylonian captivity for some 70 years. And just as prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah, when the 70 years was fulfilled, the Jews were allowed to return to their homeland some 1,500 miles away. At least 37 years had passed since the first group of exiles had returned to Jerusalem when Nehemiah found out that the city was still in great distress, that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down, the gates of it were burned with fire, and nobody had begun to do any restoration work on the city. The only significant progress was that the temple had been rebuilt, not in the glorious manner that Solomon's temple had been, in a much smaller way, but it had been rebuilt. And yet the city itself was still a pile of rubble. Few people lived in it. The wall was broken down that had once encompassed the entire city, and most of the Jews lived in the outlying areas. Nehemiah was a man of God with a great heart for his homeland, and God put it in his heart that he should go back to Jerusalem and begin to encourage the people there to rise up and rebuild the wall around that city. Because God's hand was definitely upon him in this assignment, the king that Nehemiah served as a cupbearer gave him permission to return to his homeland, and not only that, he provided from his own resources timber to make beams for the gates of the city. So we read in the book of Nehemiah how Nehemiah indeed returned and how he encouraged the people there. And by the grace of God and the encouragement that Nehemiah brought to them, they agreed to rise up and begin to build up this wall. Well, when a person steps out to do the will of God, it is easy to observe that the enemy is not happy with such an endeavor. In fact, in Nehemiah chapter 2, in the last verse, after the previous verses described how Nehemiah had been sent with the king's blessing back to Jerusalem, we find these words: "And when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard about it, it was very displeasing to them that someone had come to seek the welfare of the sons of Israel." We know that the enemy of the kingdom of God, Satan himself and all of his cadre of demonic forces, continuously seek to resist the will of God from coming to pass in the earth. It is the assignment of God for every believer to submit themselves to God and to resist the enemy, and to cause him, by that resistance in the name of Jesus, to cause the enemy to flee. We are not to flee from the enemy and the resistance he gives us. We are to make him flee because of the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. But there will be resistance in every undertaking that you pursue in the name of the Lord and by assignment from God. Nehemiah found that to be the case immediately. As soon as the enemy heard it, the scripture tells us the enemy was displeased. But he didn't just sit around being displeased. He began to cause trouble. As soon as the Jews, under the leadership of Nehemiah, began to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, the scripture tells us in Nehemiah 2:19 that the enemies began to mock them. Satan uses words to mock a Christian who begins to step out into the will of God. You may have begun to step out in the will of God for your life, and immediately upon doing so, found a barrage of negative thoughts assailing you. Understand that the battleground that every believer has is in your mind, and that Satan cannot jump on you and try to just take away everything that you have. He has to use deception, the words, the lies. Satan is called the father of lies, and it's through those lies or those words that come forth from him that will assault your mind or your soulish realm. So that's the first place that the enemy of your soul always begins. So it was with Nehemiah. As soon as they began to build up the wall around Jerusalem, the enemy started mocking them. Their words began to be like arrows against them. But how did Nehemiah deal with this assault of the enemy? And this is a lesson for every single believer. It's a spiritual picture for us. It says in verse 19 of Nehemiah 2 that Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard it. They mocked us and despised us and said, "What is this thing you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?" So we see that the words began to come against them, assaulting them, trying to make them doubt, questioning what they're doing, saying it wasn't right. This happens to every believer. But how did Nehemiah deal with this plot of the enemy and this weapon of the enemy, these assaulting words? We see in verse 20, Nehemiah says, "So I answered them and said to them, 'The God of heaven will give us success. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build, but you have no portion, right, or memorial in Jerusalem.'" Nehemiah answered the enemy and said, "The God of heaven will give us success." Nehemiah, in essence, said to the enemy exactly what God said about the situation. Nehemiah had been sent by God. He'd been given an assignment from God. You could say Nehemiah had a word from God. So Nehemiah simply repeated the word from God. God will give us success. I want you to note that Nehemiah wasn't silent when the enemy assaulted him. He didn't just ignore the enemy. He didn't pretend he wasn't being harassed by the enemy. But he put no stock in what the enemy said. Understand this, there are many believers in the body of Christ today that do not ever deal directly with the enemy of their soul. They try to put their fingers in their ears, so to speak, if you could imagine a spiritual picture of that, and saying, "I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you." But understand, this is a real war, there is a real enemy, and we have to deal with that enemy. We're not to give him an overblown assignment of his power. Satan and all of his demons are not more powerful than the weakest Christian because we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. We have the power of God inside of us. So any Christian who understands the word of God can deal with the enemy and win. But we are not to ignore the enemy. Nehemiah did not ignore the enemy. He answered the enemy. We are to do exactly the same thing. We find that that was certainly Jesus' way of dealing with Satan when he was in the wilderness, being assaulted, you could say, by the words of Satan. He knew Jesus was hungry when he said, "Hey, why don't you make those stones into bread?" He was being assaulted by words spoken by the enemy of his soul and of God himself. When Satan assaults you, we have to deal with them like Nehemiah did. He answered the enemy and said what God's word said about the situation. He wasn't silent. We should not be silent. If you're being assaulted in your mind, you need to answer with your mouth out loud and tell the enemy what God's word says about the situation. Don't ignore the enemy. Nehemiah didn't ignore the enemy. He didn't pretend he wasn't being harassed, but he didn't give any credence to what the enemy said. Many believers fail right here. They actually listen to what the enemy says and consider whether or not it might be true. Understand, the Word of God calls Satan the father of lies. So anything and everything that comes from the demonic realm trying to assault you, discourage you, bring fear or doubt into your life is going to be something that is laced with a lie. Even if it has a tinge of truth to it, Satan always speaks lies. So you can't ignore, you can't pretend it's not happening. You must answer the enemy with the word of the living God. But don't ever put any stock whatsoever in what the enemy says. Nehemiah answered with words which showed he wasn't relying on his own ability. Instead, he was relying on God's power. When you answer the enemy, don't say, I'm going to be victorious. That's just the way it is. Say, my God will give me success. That's what Nehemiah told him. He answered him, the God of heaven will give us success. Your answer needs to be word-based. It needs to show that your reliance is not on yourself, it's upon God. And then understand one further thing. How did Nehemiah deal with the enemy? He answered the enemy, and then he had corresponding action. He continued to build the wall. He didn't wait for the enemy to stop mocking him, to step out in faith. Or you could say it this way. He didn't wait till conditions were perfect. Faith without works is dead. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue to study from the book of Nehemiah, how to deal with the enemy. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.